So you'd have plenty of hot water.
And when you came to dress them, would you tell me how you cut them up and what different parts?
Well, if you're going to make pork chops, well, you take it and split it down the back with a butcher knife right in the center. Then you take a saw and you saw the backbones center all the way down through the hole. Then you lay each half out, you see. Then you take out what ribs is left. Part of them comes out with the backbone and pork chops, you know. Then you would take that and you'd cut the hams off, and the shoulders off, and then you trim the middle down the size you wanted.
They ain't been beat 3 years.
Yeah. Guess this is a good year for them, huh? What do you call that fat along the side?
They rendered that up in what they call rendering up, you know. They cooked it out, and that's where you got your lard to make your biscuits with the year.
The different kinds of meat that you get from along the side there, would you explain they used to call them?
The shoulders. Now, my wife, this is later on, we got to where we ground all the shoulders up and sausage nearly, except we'd leave it up on there to make three roasts out of every shoulder, you see.
I see.
And then we'd have that to make a roast long through the year, you know, cooking. Mm-hmm. And the hams, well, we'd cure them out, and then we'd take that middlings and the hams, when they stayed in salt 6 weeks, we'd put it up in the poles across in the smokehouse. And then they had a iron, kind of an old stove thing, the bottom of an old stove. We'd cut hickory chips, put some coals of fire on there, put them on there, and start them smoking. It didn't want it to burn. Blaze, it just wanted to smoke. Mm-hmm. It smoked that meat till it's perfectly brown.
Yeah, how long did you smoke it?
It smoked it 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And would you explain the difference between, what's bacon, what's side meat?
We had no way of making bacon then. It's just all side meat. And we'd take the fat side and we'd cook with it. Put it in the pots of vegetables and things, you know. And then if we wanted fried meat like we have bacon now, we'd take the side that's got the most lean on it and slice it up as we wanted to cook it, you know, fry it.
And you save the liver?
Save the liver. We throw the lights away. A lot of people eat them, but we never did. And My mother, man, she's going to save the heart now. She's going to eat the heart. No other hog left. She's going to get the heart.
All right. What are the lights?
They're joined right on the liver. They come up here and they're kind of a light colored and they're puffy, just like a sponge. Mm-hmm. I never eat none in my life, mm-hmm. but a lot of people eat them.
And did you ever hear people call all the insides by some certain name?
Chitlins. Yeah, mother always say that, you know.
And the chitlins are, would be the what? What would the chitlins be exactly?
What you got them out of, what you made them out of, was the large intestines of the hog. You take them and... Uh-huh. Split them open, wash all that stuff out, you know.
Uh-huh. How did you make the sausage?
Then you put them in a pot and I don't know what you put in them. Some of them you soak them for maybe if it's cold for a week.
I see.
And it was good, man. This would be just as white as they could be.
Mm-hmm. How did you make your sausage?
I had a mill to grind it with.